This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you.
Oh.
Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane, okay? A lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with one guard, so no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything,
right?
And a million,
yeah,
products. You don't have to worry about that, right? It's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100 That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking the weed whacker for your hair and your for your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. They got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, their hygiene is not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
So we posted a YouTube clip a couple days ago before the England show, Wembley show, right? Here's the title of the YouTube clip. Conan on, should Tony Khan turn his back on CM Punk? Okay. And it was a mixed bag of responses. All right. Cause like, you know, this is before the incident with him and, you know, him
there's
and
more. Yeah.
There's more. What do you mean?
Well, just continue and tell the, you know, say what you're going to say, but there's another incident from that day that I just read about.
Oh, with Miro.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what did you hear?
So tell me.
Let's talk about this. Okay. Let's talk about the
first, what's the comments that you're going to say?
Yeah. Good.
That was, what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weren't you going to talk about this?
No, I was just saying it was a mixed bag. And it's funny that we literally posted this clip 2 days ago. And now we have, like, you know, we're going to be able to post it. Like, we're going to talk about something we just literally 2 days ago.
So
right?
Tell us about the Miro thing.
Well, from what I understand, after.
From what you understand, meaning what? Somebody told you backstage?
No,
I read it somewhere?
No, I read it.
These are reports from the dirt sheets, and all the other dirt sheets are reporting because one dirt sheet is reporting it, and they're acting like that report is true.
Okay. Yeah,
okay, but these are none of these are verified reports.
Are they credible? Are they credible?
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Joe, do this.
Where'd you get it from?
Are you friendly enough with Jericho to text him and get the story and find out what's going on? Because I never text him for information and everything.
I don't think he would, only because.
Well, just say, is this true or not?
Yeah.
Okay, just say.
I just want to know if this is true or not.
Yeah,
we know guys in that locker room, and I don't want to be repeating the dirt sheet versions of guys that are talking together. I don't know who these guys are talking to. I know people that work there. I would rather get you know, you have to get a non-answer. I just want, is this true or not? Like a verified of like a story that the dirt sheet is reporting, and he can just say yes or no. I don't care. So it says yes, it is, or
you know,
no, it's not.
Funny.
I don't want the story, for even if it's no. I just want to know, is this true or not? Okay, so it's a text.
You know what's kind of funny that's been happening in the last year?
What?
Obviously, they shall be remain nameless. I know a lot of people in every company, just like you do, Disco, young and our contemporaries. And people just send me information because they want me to say it on the air, like what's happening backstage.
They
a lot of
version,
stuff
they
I haven't
want the
said.
Version of the story out there, the true version of the story, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, okay, go ahead.
So I think people listened, but if they didn't, and we're going to answer an email about it later. But
I want to make another comment.
Hang on. I just want to tell the beginning of it before I get to the Miro part. Initially, there was an encounter confrontation again between CM Punk and Jungle Boy Jack Perry at Wembley prior to Punk's match, because Perry made a snarky comment on camera. Punk got in his face. They apparently wrestled around and Punk put him in a headlock or something.
That did happen. Okay, that did happen. I have eyewitnesses that told me that.
Okay. Right. So following that, and this, you asked who it was, Conan. So I've read from.
Well, Albert. He was the guy, but so people know, you know, obviously 2 weeks ago he wanted to go through some glass, and Punk said no. Punk was right. The
but
guy
shouldn't be
fucking,
doing that. It's stupid, unsafe, or whatever.
He was right.
Right.
Right. And so you know, he's trying to show he's a tough guy, you know, and go through real glass. And so he looks into the camera. He's like, "Yeah, cry me a river, right. Some shit."
Yeah. Right. Well,
you know,
well,
basically.
Let me make a point.
Right.
Okay. Because this is funny, because I posted this poll on Twitter today just so I could get the result. I just posted a poll for an hour on Twitter, all right? And I want to just make a point, okay?
What was the poll?
I'm going to give it to you right now, okay? All right, here was the poll. The question was, what has CM Punk been better at in his career? And, bro, wow, I'm really shocked at the answers to this. Locker room leader or UFC fighter? That's a tough one. Okay.
Right.
So it is a tough question. All right.
Right.
Bro, what would you say that the percentage, in your opinion, what do you think the percentage of the answers would have been? The poll's over. I got the final results in. Okay. There was 245 votes. What percentage do you think would say UFC fighter? What percentage do you think would say locker room leader?
UFC fighter 70.
Okay, yeah, what about you?
80 though? Maybe.
Locker room leader 65.
Really? So you guys complete opposite ends of the spectrum. Yeah. Well, this is kind of interesting because it was almost right down the middle. 51% for UFC fighter and 51.4% UFC fighter, 48.6% locker room leader. Just a mixed bag. He's a poll. Just shows you what a polarizing guy this is. That bro, right. he's created more news since he came back. It's like we get a lot of YouTube views off discussions of him.
Right.
You know, he's an incredibly polarizing figure because he has a very passionate base of fans that just like him, period. And he just has he rubs a lot of people the wrong way with the way he acts. And right. It's just that you can see in that locker room. He just I don't know if Punk, I don't know what he acts like now, but if he tries to act tough because he was in the UFC, I guarantee that has to rub people really, really wrong.
I was thinking
because
about
he was the worst UFC fighter in the history of the UFC. That's not even arguable. He was terrible.
Yeah, but even a bad UFC fighter is going to be better than any wrestler that doesn't have any UFC experience unless he's a real badass. But wait one second. Okay. I think he doesn't go around going, oh, I'm a UFC fighter because he didn't do shit. I think his swag is more like, hey, they're letting me do whatever the fuck I want. You know, and I think that maybe Jack Perry is like, this guy ain't my fucking boss. Why do I have to listen to him?
Right.
And Punk is probably thinking, hey, motherfucker, I'm a veteran here and I'm looking out for you. You know what I'm saying?
And he's too, the dynamic that Vince talked about in the show might exist, where basically Punk has these guys by the balls because he could sue their ass. And when maybe given a list of guys he wants on his show with him and the guys that are not on that list. And then, like, he did not want a collision. It's like when they're all backstage, and it's like this guy didn't even like my relationship with this guy must suck because this guy doesn't even want me on the shows on Saturday nights with the guy. And now he's here at the shows with a locker room of guys that he literally gave a list to Tony Khan says I don't want these people wrestling on Saturday nights. And just imagine that type of atmosphere like the little snipe like if he's brought up in
Imagine when you and me were in WCW, right?
Right.
And let's say they would have given anybody, let's just say DDP, just to say a name. Okay, DDP thunders your show, right? And he was like, I don't want Disco on it. I don't want Conan on it. I don't want this. We'd be like, who the fuck is this guy? He'd have a lot of heat.
He'd have a lot of heat. He'd have the Johnny Ace heat. You know, like the guy walking around, like I'm in shot. You know, I could pull some strings here, you know? So I want to ask you a question. Right. Do you do meal prep?
Yep.
You do. Okay, well, Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. And they help you fuel fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with a healthy lifestyle. So if you do meal prep and you're too busy with your end-of-summer goals to cook, want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store, the chopping, the prepping, the cleaning up, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. And all I have to do is heat and joy and get back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34-plus weekly flavor-packed, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with the Gourmet Plus options. You can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. If you're too busy running around all the day to think about lunch, you can keep your energy up with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. And they're ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. If you're looking for calorie-conscious options, you can try delicious dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best for the rest of the summer, try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein plus or more per serving. And you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes. You're a big fan of these, the bacon cheddar egg bites. And they have also potato bacon egg breakfast skillets. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're into that, they offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Bro, you won't believe how many girls at our club like use Factor. Like Factor's like, when you see meal prep at our club, like, you see the Factor meals. All these girls eat Factor meals. It's crazy. So head to factormeals.com/K1050 and use code K1050 to get 50% off. It's ridiculous. That's code K100F50 at factormeals.com. That's factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You got to give it a try at that price.
Bro, this thing's ridiculously good, and here's the reason why for me. Because besides all the reasons that Disco said, you don't got to go to the store and pick up the things, it's already there, you don't have to really cook it. Bro, they prep it and they send it and they put it in this cooler with all these ice packs in it. So it comes really, really fresh. And I'm going to tell you one thing I really love. They have this black pepper and sage pork chop. Bro, and it's not like a thin little pork chop that you get. It's a thick southern style pork chop, and it's absolutely delicious. They have a chorizo chili, so they got everything you can imagine. Right.
And I think you'd see, if you saw the, I was putting my order in for this week, DI, there in the Gourmet Plus, there's a filet mignon and shrimp, roasted garlic filet and shrimp, which I'm very much looking forward to getting, considering how good all the other stuff's been.
All right, so, you know, get your meal prep on, stay healthy. Check out Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
But remember, you were there that day when Nash called him out in front of everybody. In front of, right. Bro, there was like 15, 20 right. guys there. Right. It's what he basically said when Johnny Ace was trying to say, I had nothing to do with the right. fines of guys like, showing up to the show. Yeah. And he's like, pump the head. Kevin's like, I know for a fact. That was, you know, and he's going, bullshit, fuck you, boy. And I get bullied. Bro, I thought they were going to fight maybe even. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kevin right. was close. If Kevin would have gotten up from his sitting position, he would have gone and gotten in his face and Johnny Ace would have begged off. But, like, I was surprised that Johnny Ace was being as indignant towards him as he was when he knew he was lying. That's the, that's the one thing about Johnny Ace.
I think he didn't know Nash knew. That's why.
Right. Hmm. They probably didn't yeah. know for sure, but Nash right. had obviously right. tons of connections because right. he'd been
probably
booking.
Eric told
you know, him. Right, yeah, right. Exactly. You know? You know, but it was funny because I remember that because like I was watching, I'm like, boy, Johnny Ace has a lot of balls here. acting like that in front of Kevin, because Kevin's got, you know, there's some guys that probably don't like Kevin, but and Kevin.
The only thing that happened after that meeting is he got had more heat with the boys,
right?
Because he came off disingenuous. Like they knew that Nash knew, like they he was sure. And I could see Nash going up to Eric and going, dude, what the fuck with this fucking, you know, this.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with Kevin.
Yeah, with the time clock and the fucking fees. And he's probably, hey, that wasn't my idea. That was fucking Johnny Ace.
Right. But the thing with Kevin was, is even though Kevin had kind of like, you know, a lot of the mid-card guys thought that like they were up from, bro, whenever it was like locker room versus office, Kevin was on the side of the boys. And would kind of like, he was kind of like an old
versus uppers. He was.
He's an old Detroit guy, probably union worker type of mentality. But, you know, like the locker room is, you know, he was, because remember, you know, let's not forget, you know, when Hogan, Piper, all those guys had their own locker rooms, Kevin and Scott was still dressed in the locker room with us, with the rest of the boys. They never like big league their status and like had their own room and you can't come in the room, you know, and stuff. They were like with the boys in the locker room, you know, so, and they had heat from some guys. But it's like, you know, they were big guys. So, you know, it's funny when you're a big – when you're a 300-pound guy and you got heat with the 180-pound guys, it's you're not really going to care about it that much. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, it's not, well, it wasn't so much because they were big. It was because they had power, bro.
Right.
You know, they could fuck your shit up. Yeah. And I think the biggest mistake Eric made – and we've all made mistakes in our life, so I'm not hating. I'm just stating. The biggest mistake to me – that Eric ever made was hitching his wagon to Hogan and not Hall and Nash.
Right.
Because Hall and Nash were the one that turned the fucking business around.
Hall and Nash were like the bullet train. And like, you know, Hogan was still like the old school locomotive. You know, choo-choo.
They were literally rock stars everywhere we went.
Everywhere we went, So.
Okay, to go back, because we didn't get through just.
Okay,
So, Miro, what happened when
Miro confront, well, I'll read the report from this is from Alvarez, since you wanted to get to the source code and make sure it was a reliable one. Alvarez added on Wrestling Observer Live, apparently there was also a near incident where CM Punk came through the curtain, Miro comes up and he's like, what happened with Jack Perry? And CM Punk is like, oh, so now you got a problem with me too? So they get into an argument and basically it's like, you want to step outside? I don't know what happened then, but I do know they didn't step outside and Punk ended up back in the trainer's room. But apparently there was an issue with Miro and Punk, and that's why Miro has been all over Twitter the last couple of days.
Oh, he's trending.
Well, he also – he tweeted a picture today of like a taxi, a London taxi or something to fuck with Punk, since apparently nobody showed up to pick up Punk at the airport to take him to the show, which was supposed to be the case. Yeah. So Miro was –
That's a great troll.
But all the talk about his power and stuff, D.I., Punk's suspended again. He's off the pay-per-view this week.
In Chicago, well, right?
He had to do something, bro. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know.
This guy's getting fights with everybody. It's such a...
Dude, he's right.
Bro, let me tell you something. Joe, let me explain something, okay?
And the only... Here's the bad part. Here's the only bad part. For every... Because I've been in this position. For every time that he defended Punk, and people were like, all right, dude, all right, but don't tell... You know... Now everybody, I told you. He's probably heard that a million fucking times. You better do something about this now, you know?
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you, because when you work in a business, all right, there's you know, there's human resources, there's codes of conduct, right? And, you know, when we're trained as security, all right, you're constantly, like the whole tenet of security in the club is de-escalation. Try to talk your way out of physical confrontation, just like, you know, whatever you do. Bro, Punk is very easily getting a lot of physical confrontations here. And, like, this is not the first time, obviously. This is the second time. Bro, you're obviously not de-escalating the situation.
No,
you're
getting in
another
time.
Physical confrontation. It's a third time? Or is what,
Young
wait,
Bucks,
okay, right.
Perry, and now the confrontation with Miro.
Miro. Well, that wasn't
but the Miro thing's physical. Not physical.
If it's true, he did say, hey, let's go outside. That's not the escalation, you know?
Right.
Can you think of anyone else who's been in that many backstage fights in a short period of time?
Not even, bro, I don't know anybody that's been in that many backstage fights, period.
Like Nash went after Piper, and then like 15 years later, he got into a fight with Samoa Joe or 10 years.
Here's the only physical confrontation.
You know?
The only physical confrontations that I've
ever that locker had. Room is hot. There's a lot of heat right now, bro.
Yeah.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life. so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like, I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So I would
highly recommend. What did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that. Right. You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any right. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
I was in a locker room for 7 years at WCW, okay? My first day on the job, I got there 2 minutes after Paul Orndorff beat the piss out of
Vader,
okay? That was day one. Literally years later, okay, the Piper Nash thing happened, okay, and then,
which wasn't much of a fight.
Well, not much fight. Slapped the guy in the light, you know, where it came. But then Paige and Scott Steiner, which I was why I witnessed. Right. Okay, right. Those are the only three physical confrontations I've ever seen. And bro, we were on the road. We were in locker rooms for 200, 250 days a year. So that's like 1,500 days of locker room. Go ahead.
I did see your tag team partner hit that guy that they put in jail with that fucking
Gary Harrison.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, because I was right there in Gorilla. Like, I was the next match, right?
Oh, really?
And I was, yeah. And so
how did that go down?
Remember that hard body Harrison?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he turned into a sex trafficker.
he's in jail now, right?
He sued WCW for racial discrimination, got paid, bought a big house with the money that he got paid for the racial discrimination lawsuit, and basically had a harem of hookers.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. They had ranks. They had ranks. And they fucking had like, they had like this one lead girl.
He was a military guy. He was military. Yeah,
was he? Was he?
I think so, yeah.
He had a wild look. But anyway, so basically what had happened was, do you remember that thing that Hardbody Harrison had? I think he even brought it up into the ring with him, one of those flex things.
Like a flex bar thing. Palumbo used it later on or somebody, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm talking about, Disco? You must have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. So he had one of those. And I think he used it to pump himself up before he went into the ring. Or I think he actually brought it into the ring. But, you know, that was like his little gimmick. So he put the thing on the table. And him and fucking, you know, there's music going on. So I didn't exactly hear what it was about. But they started to have words. And fucking Alex picked up the fucking that thing, that flex thing. And he fucking smacked him across the fucking face and head with it, you know? Jeez. And everybody had to go in there and break it up. I also remember the one, and I can't believe you didn't see this, but then again, you know, you can't be everywhere at the same time. I just happened to see this as it was happening when fucking Ernest Miller smacked fucking
Bagwell?
What's this guy's name? Bagwell.
Mm.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was dating his ex-wife or girlfriend or some shit like that. Now,
I know there's kind of been a spinning all over conversation, but that made me, I got a mailbag question from myself because I read about this once. That Eric would try to, well, okay, for example, like Sullivan and Benoit originally was an angle to, but they wanted to fool the boys too, right? And it just turned into something else. So what I read was when they had an angle between DDP and Bagwell, where Bagwell supposedly wanted Kimberly, that they pretended to fight backstage and you guys were kind of standing around going, they're throwing work punches. Like, why are they trying to work us? Do you guys remember something like that?
I didn't see that.
But Wait, what was this now?
So Bagwell and Paige were in a feud on TV.
Oh, no. I was not privy. I did not see that happen.
Yeah, they were either.
They were acting like they were fighting for real to fool the boys. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Nobody was fooled.
Yeah. But I never nobody was fooled because they were telling me about it happening and like they were like, I remember one time they tried the fight.
Yeah, they tried to cut promos on each other in a bar.
Right.
They try to fool the boys and everybody's like, yeah, okay.
Kind of funny.
They're not, bro, you guys aren't that good at workers.
That's funny.
Right. Yeah. But just once again, reiterate the poll results were 51% for Punk was a better UFC fighter and 48% thought he was a better locker room leader.